I am now going to be responding to question number three, which deals with my approach or how we approached curriculum development for the new bachelor's degree. And so I think as soon as we received the sort of go the green light from our administrative team, and this was even before we got final approval from the state board. We started to really talk amongst ourselves, just program faculty, and talk about sources of where are we going to look to find information about what new skills we needed to put into the program. And most of that, I think, was fairly obvious to us, and that it was the skills that we really felt like needed to be specifically taught rather than incidentally taught through projects, etc. And so we wanted to find a way to be very intentional about teaching specific skills. And we also had to find a way to do that in cooperation with other programs. And so we needed to develop things that worked together. And so we started to talk about common skills among programs, and of course, research, information literacy, patient education. These are things that are common among health professions. And so we started to talk with our colleagues about what to develop in terms of those classes. Now, when we looked at developing our own or our sort of program-specific curriculum, we really wanted to try to embrace, the idea of the next. 20 to 30 year therapist. What are the skills the therapist is going to need to have for the new millennia? And also just the idea that the healthcare market is changing, and what skills are going to give therapists the ability to remain and increase our healthcare market presence. In other words, what does the healthcare market need from us, and how do we train them to deliver that? And so we thought about all these things from the perspective of the healthcare system. We thought about these things from the perspective of what is the field expecting us to include in our curricula. And for that, we of course honed in on the 2015 papers. We also honed in on the sort of CoARC standards for bachelor's programs as they were being developed, and that was fairly new at that time. We turned to our medical director and just sort of posed the question for him and his colleagues, what skills would you like respiratory therapists to have moving forward? And I think the answer really came to us in the with the idea that we need better patient management. And of course, our medical director's background is in the sort of the county hospital public health sector, and so they see the end result of poorly managed patients with chronic lung disease, and that ultimately that is a tool in the shed that we just don't have as help as a ideal way to manage those patients. And so they really wanted to see students come out of the program with the capability to do that type of patient management. Also, they really, I think, our community of interest, the local respiratory therapists, our technical advisory committee, local leadership, they really wanted to have students come out of the program that were, effective at using evidence-based medicine, among other things. But specifically, they wanted graduates to come into the workplace and make a transition to being leaders in the workplace, if not taking a leadership position, even just being the person in the workplace that kind of drive change, make clinical observations, come up with ideas. So be that frontline care provider that's able to actually think about what it is that they're doing and how they can improve that process. And so the knowledge of continuous quality improvement and, just managing data in the healthcare system and a little bit of a knowledge about management, all these things were sort of present in our local leadership in terms of what they wanted to see out of these new degrees. And so we really called those different sources and tried to blend those ideas into what made sense for our program, what we could accomplish, and what we had that, or what tools we had that sort of complemented those new ideas. So, in what we ended up doing then is taking a look at our whole curriculum and sort of kind of deciding what was working, deciding what needed to be leveled up, deciding what could go away because we now had a host of new prerequisite classes, so we could eliminate some of our applied science classes we were teaching, etc. And that gave us the sort of room in the curriculum to add sort of destination courses on research and information literacy. We have a professional technical education course in there. There's a business course in the curriculum. And so all those things were moved in because we were able to get rid of, trim the fat, what we didn't need, and then really intentionally think about what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it in our other classes. And so, through this process, when we looked at curriculum, we also really wanted to look at, okay, what faculty do we have already? And so I had sort of resident experts. One of our faculty members has a master's of public health. And so that made for a really natural fit with some other courses. And, we have faculty that have backgrounds in home health, et cetera. And so we were able to kind of exploit some of our faculty's skill areas a little bit better, which is kind of nice. It was a great way to reinvent ourselves to some degree. I think we had a fairly successful curriculum already. And so I feel like in the end, we were able to capitalize on what was working well and pull in what it was that we needed to advance the degree and advance the field. And so, we're on the cusp of graduating our first class, so we're anxious to see how that pans out. But of course, curriculum is a CQI type of process, and so we're already thinking about what's the next move? What are we going to do? I can tell you there's already a few quarters that are absolutely brutal and need to be broken up. And so we have those things, that data that we gathered, and so now we have a new idea. We've seen it. We've gone through it once. We've got some ideas on how to change it. And I think that's all part of this curriculum development process that we do. In our program, this is a very team-oriented approach. When we develop classes, when we develop new pieces of the curriculum, we talk about it. We make sure that we try to complement each other, program faculty, when it comes to what's being taught. We don't really want to sort of keep it in a vacuum, simply because it gives us the ability to keep the students accountable for what's been taught in other classes. We don't have to reteach those things in a secondary class. We need to build on them, and that was one of the main ideas behind developing a new curriculum, was to build a more efficiently building curriculum.